You know all that really embarrassing stuff you did when you were a kid? Things you're glad no one knows now? Well, those experiences are the stuff of a hit show in Los Angeles called Mortified. A couple of times a month, people read aloud from diaries, letters, and poems they composed in the depths of juvenile angst. It's all for the amusement of total strangers, including NPR's Ina Jaffe.
Who knew public humiliation would become so hip? As the audience for Mortified begins to pour into the M Bar in Hollywood, producer Dave Nadelberg says he unexpectedly rediscovered his own mortifying past about 3 years ago when he came across a love letter he wrote to a high school classmate named Leslie.
And it tries very, 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 very hard to impress her on so many levels. I try to be sweet, so I'm referencing, you know, I love sunsets and volleyball and candles and I love John Cusack movies. And then I try to be like funny, so I'm referencing ninjas and you know, things that really butter up a 16-year-old girl. It fails on every single level.
Nadelberg, now 30, read the letter to some of his grown-up friends.
It was just fun, and I thought maybe there's other people out there who are even worse writers than I am. And it turns out that there are a lot.
My name's Alexa, and
Alexa Alamani explained she was an intense and obsessive kid.
So when I was 15, I spent a summer at a musical theater camp, and I fell deeply, deeply in love with Steven, the clarinet player from Milwaukee.
And despite the fact that there was absolutely nothing between them, she spent months writing him letter after letter, about 50 in all, and she kept every single draft.
My reply to his reply, draft one. Steve, do you remember this place? Do you remember the touch of synthetic fabric? Do you remember the touch of your hand on my face? Do we not speak of such things? Do you think of me? What do you see behind my mask, my untouchable heart? Maybe I can show it to you sometime, Alexa. Discarded that one.
Alexa Alamani is an actress. There are a lot of actors and writers performing on this particular night. Not surprising. It's Hollywood. That's who lives here. But Nadelberg says over the past couple of years there have been more than 100 performers, and they've come from all walks of life, especially in the Mortified shows that have recently started up in New York and San Francisco. On this night in Hollywood, an architect takes the stage, Gabriel Antonio Lopez.
So I'm from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Basically, I grew up a very mean kid. I used to make fun of every single person in my neighborhood in a very mean and cruel way. I will make songs about them, and I will sing them and force them to listen to me until they cry.
So, of course, Lopez's songs are all in Spanish, and Mortified's rules bar changing the source material, so he's joined on stage by translator Daniel Kirshner.
Here we go. Yo tengo un amigo que se llama Alberto y le dicen bola de queso. Oh, bola de queso.
I have a friend, and his name is Albert, and we call him the cheese ball. The cheese ball.
The motto of Mortified is personal redemption through public humiliation. But Lopez, who has never before performed anything anywhere, doesn't really feel humiliated. He feels like a star.
As soon as I take that microphone, I just close my eyes and I feel that I'm home and I feel comfortable with the crowd and I just go on. Go with the flow.
Mortified has gotten so popular that it's attracted the interest of some celebrities, says producer Dave Nadelberg. But they lose interest quickly, he says, when they find out they have to audition. Yes, you have to audition to be in Mortified. Not every 13-year-old's deepest feelings and creepy confessions are interesting to other people. And nearly half of those volunteering to publicly embarrass themselves are rejected. How mortifying is that? Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And if you're still hungry for mortifying prose, go to npr.org. You can hear and read diary entries by Melissa Wolf. When she was 13, she filled 200 pages writing about her crush on the boy next door.